base. Page 24. Halacha Gimel. No, sorry. Yeah, that's where I'm to. Yeah. Halacha Gimel. Page 24. Misha Ma'areni Nazir. Somebody said he's a Nazir. Nidma Yom Shlosh. We actually read the Mishnah last time. Read it over again. Misha Ma'areni Nazir. Some of you say he's a Nazir. Just generically. He didn't mention specific summer days. Nidma Yom Shlosh becomes Tame on the 30th day. So this is a call. He goes back to the very beginning. It has to start from scratch. Reb Lezner says, Lo Saser La Shiva. He only cancels 7 days. Now, what this means, it'll come back in a second. Irene Nozer Shloshi, a guy says he wants to be Nozer for the next 30 days. He mentions 30. Nitma Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tommy on the 30th day, everybody agrees. Even Reb Lezer holds here, Sosa Kol, got to start from scratch. Now, again, as I mentioned last night, the Bavli explains this Mishnah based on the principle Miktas Hayom Kikulo, that we say part of the day is like the entire day. But we only say that by Nazirus, which is not a Malos, where he didn't mention a full 30 days. Say he wants a full 3 days in the zero, so we don't can't say mikzas yom kikulo. So if he said, like the ratio says, mishama tarei nozer just generically. So even though he's a nozer for 30 days, if he comes to me on the 30th day, Tanakama holds that cancels everything. But Rabbi Lezer holds since it's the last day. And since the last day, we could say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. So therefore, since he hasn't yet brought his korbanos, so he's not completely out of the woods. But he doesn't have to keep from scratch. All he has to keep is 7 days of Tumah. Then the seventh day, he brings his korbanos, and he exits in his ears. In essence, what he doesn't have to bring, he does not have to bring korbanos of Tumah. Nor if he knows he becomes Tumah, he has to bring korbanos Tumah, right? And then start in his ears from scratch. He just keeps the 7 Tomei days, and then afterwards he brings his Korbanos Tahara. Why? Again, according to Lezer, because we say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo, he already basically finished his Nazirus. As opposed to the Seifa, the end of Mishnah, we're talking about Nazirus of Malos. It's Nazirus of 30, where he says he wants to keep a complete 30 days. So there, even Rabbi Lezer holds we don't say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo, he agrees we don't say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo, and therefore, after the on the 30th day, when he becomes Tomei, he undermines the entire period which he kept, because the entire period was one unit of a complete 30 days, and there he goes back to scratch, and therefore he cannot just keep 7 days; he has to keep a full 30 days. Okay, so now says that's good according to the Bavli. Whereas Yushalmi does not hold this dichotomy. Yerushalmi, we mentioned, does not hold distinction between the Nazirus of 30 days and the Nazirus of Stam, in that by one we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo and by one we do not. Yerushalmi does not hold that chiluk. So the question is, why is Yerushalmi not hold the distinction? Why is Rabbi Lezer only arguing the ratio where it became to where a Nazirus of Stam, a generic Nazirus without mentioning a number, and whereas Rabbi Lezer does not argue in the Seifa, where you mention the Nazirus of 30 days. So Rabbi Obashir, Rabbi Yochanan says, fascinating thing. I'm going to learn this like the Ridbaz, and it's truly fascinating. Rabbi Obashir says, Mi Mitzora Lomad Rabbi Lezer. Lezer learned the principle from Mitzora. Now, one thing that the Ridbaz brings as a precondition from the Sanhedrin's Mishnah is that when it says in the Reisha, that Rabbi Lezer says, Lo Sasar El Shiva, he didn't cancel more than 7 days. The word sosar is very, very intentionally placed there. The way the Bavli explains it, it's not that he was sosar for 7 days. He has to delay 7 days to bring his korbanos until he becomes tahor again, and then on the seventh day, or the eighth day actually, he can bring his new korbanos, right? After having gone through a period of tahara as its may mace. But it's not a steal! It's not a breakage. Steer means a contradictor. Break is Nazirus. Rather, it's a delay, a postponement. The way the Ridbaz learns the Mishnah, according to the Yerushalmi, is Sosar Shiva Yomim. 7 days is Nazirus is broken. What does it mean Nazirus is broken? So it means that he, right now, has to count 7 days in order to take a haircut. Why 7 days in order to take a haircut? Because the nazir becomes tummy. Again, is the way the Ribbaza story. The nazir becomes tummy, he's got to shave. He's got to shave everything off. That's halach. Nazir tummy's got to shave. Yet on the other end, the nazir he kept away 30 days of nazirus.
He did.
So it's not fair. Why should you have to shave? Should he shave? So the answer is he has to shave because that's halach of nazir tummy. But unlike Tanakama holds, well, then once you shave, you have to keep 30 days, right? You have to keep 30 days in order to shave again. He learns that from Mitzorah. But Mitzorah is the one case in the Torah where we have two haircuts close together. The Mitzorah takes the haircut on the first day of his Tara, and again on the seventh day of his Tara. So from this we see that 7 days is considered to be long enough stubble that he can take a haircut. And the Ribbaz brings rise in the super long Ribbaz here, that in 7 days, each hair grows long enough that if you bend it, it can extend to the root of the hair next to it. Okay? So therefore, 7 days is a shear for him to get enough hair to take another haircut. That's what we're saying. Why is he waiting 7 days? So he can take a second haircut. That's what it is. It's an amazing concept. So Sasa Shiva means his Nazirus is broken. But he doesn't have to keep another 30 days, because another 30 days means he has to start from scratch, and he did keep already 30 days. So he has to keep enough Nazirus to get another haircut. What's the shear of Nazirus to get another haircut? That is 7 days. Where do we learn that from? From Mitzorah.
And yesterday we learned 2 weeks ago that the Mitzorah shaves in order to be able to shave again.
No, he shaves in order to grow hair. Yeah, to shave to grow hair.
So that's not
it's consistent. The you don't learn the final shaving of a nazir from there, but a nazir has to shave in order to grow hair again. You can learn out from there. The final shaving nazir has no growth afterwards,
right.
But this is not the final shaving of the nazir. Okay, so it actually can be learned out. It is consistent. Okay, so that's what he said.
We find haircuts by Mitzorah Shiva 7 days.
So why does he learn from a Nazir's tummy, which there you wait how many days? Nazir comes tummy. How long does he have to wait to take a second haircut?
30.
Why is he learning from another tummy? He learns from a Torah. Why is he learning from another tummy? Another tummy, he has to wait 30 days. Once he takes his haircut, another became tummy, takes his haircut, and then he has to wait at least 30 days to take his next haircut. Why is that? Because he has to keep his nazirus over again. Right? So why did he learn from another became tummy? Lomel of another tummy. So he says, no. Mitzayra megalech, b'choyzer megalech. A Mitzorah takes a haircut and then takes another haircut again. And this guy was so severe, said, this guy here also, we want to take a haircut now because he came Tomei, in order to then take a haircut again, Betara. So when do we need so that's 7 days, right? Nazir Tomei, however, Nazir was to became Tomei completely, and a Megalech, Choyzer Megalech. He's not Megalech for the express intent of making another Tiklachas. He's Megalech with the express intent of keeping the zeros for another 30 days. It's not that we're looking to give him a haircut. Here we're looking, in this case, to be able to give him a haircut. Because that's what he's missed. We came Tomei after keeping 30 days. What do we need to do? We need to give him a haircut for Tara. So we need to find the minimal length of hair which will allow us to give him something which is called has a chalei shame haircut. How long does that take? 7 days. But by Nazir Tomei, we're not looking to give him to cut his hair. We're looking for him to have a prelude to growing his hair. So that's why there we don't learn from Nazir Tomei. We learn from a Mitzorah. Okay. Rabban de Kesarin Amrin Beferush Pliim. In fact, there is an explicit machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amrin Mitzorah Rabbi Lezer. Yochanan says that Rabbi Lezer was dispensed from Mitzorah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer the Tamar. Rabbi Lezer says that that minazir tamei lomed Rabbi Lezer, that the Tan Rabbi Lezer learned from a nazir is tamei. For her Rabbi Lezer, aye. So now, okay, that's very good. So that's why we say in the Reisha, Soyser Shiva, you only can't cancel 7 days. Again, because he kept 30 days. Now we have to be able to get him a haircut, the Tara. What do we need in order to get him that? 7 days. But the Gemara's Kasha is, for Rabbi Lezer, my Shnoben Nazir Shnazir Stamlin Nazir Shnazir Beferish. What's it between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Reisha is about Stam Nazirus, the Seifa is about 30 days. A Malos Nazirus. So according to the Bavli, it's Nishken Kasha. The Reisha is saying, it's Sasiyom Kekulo. Therefore, in the morning, he really became Tor. How he can't do his Tiglachas Betara? That's why he has to wait 7 days and do his Tiglachas. His haircut Betara 7 days later. In the Seifa, he became Tommy in the morning. There, since he wouldn't even set a full 30 days in the Zeros. His Nazirus is not over until the afternoon. So he had nightfall. So therefore, that's why he has to keep 30 days, because it's as if he's service of the entire Nazirus, right? But according to Yusham, it's not all of that Chiluk. So as Yusham learned the difference between the Seifa, says Gemara, very interesting Chiluk. According to Ritba, it's a fascinating one. Bishah, the difference is like this. Bishah Shinozer Stam, when a person is takes in the Nazirus, Stam Nazirus, Mirate Eno Soser. What happens if he rips out his hair? He doesn't cut it, he rips it out. What? What happens if he did? He doesn't cancel his Nazirus. Because what cancels in the Nazirus? Haircut. Not pulling out hair. Pulling hair doesn't cancel. He continues on his Nazirus. Also, the Shvish Lo Oilam Min HaMinyan. If somebody was Tomei, and on the seventh day, you know, when he was Tomei of Mace, on the seventh day, he declared himself to be Tor. So, I mean, didn't clear himself. He underwent the third, the sprinkling of the Par Aduma waters and went to the mikveh and he came Tor. So the last day, the day in which the morning he was Tomei, in the afternoon he becomes Tor, and that counts as day one for his Nazirus. That's day one. A nazir, however, that's only by a nazir, a regular nazir. A nazir malos, he can't count the seventh day as the first day of his nazirus. He has to count for the next day. We only say mitzvah yom kahula by a nazir malos even at the beginning. If he was tahor in the beginning of the day. Because then I say, this is a day of tahara. He needs 30 days of tahara. This is a day of tahara as well. But if he was tummy in the morning, he can't count from that day. He has to count from the next day. Why is that? Because he needs 30 full days of Tara, and he doesn't have it. So if the morning he was Tar, and then the afternoon he started becoming nauseous, so then that day can count. But if the morning he was tummy in the afternoon he started becoming nauseous, that day can't count. So says Yerushalmi, what's the chiluk between Nazirus and Malos and Nazirus not a Malos? The chiluk is that in the Nazirus Malos you need 30 complete days. In the Nazirus of Namalos, you don't need 30 complete days. What do you mean, no, need 30 complete days? You don't need to have days which are completely tar and you don't need to have days which are completely tar, nor days which your hair is growing all the time. But a Nazir Malos needs to have 30 days when his hair is growing all the time. So that's what they're saying here. My Mishnah ben Nazir Nazir Shnazir Stam Nazir Nazir Shapirish B'shua Shnazir. What's the tree Nazir generic Nazir specified amount of days? Stam Nazir Stam generic Mirate. If he rips out his hair, and so it doesn't cancel. Vashvi Shelo in a minute, 7 day counts. B'shua Shapirish, 7 day after he became Tummy counts first days in the Zeros. But if he specified 30 days, if he ripped out his hair, so sir, cancels Nazirus. Why is cancels Nazirus if he ripped out his hair? Because he needs 30 days of hair growth, and he impeded his hair growth, right? And the seventh day does not count. The seventh day after he was taught me, he cannot count his first day in Nazirus, because that day didn't start out Tor. So therefore, according to Yerushalmi here, just one second. Koine Ushami. Brighton is the I have to add one more thing here. The Ridbaz brings down that Nazirus on the last day, Nazirus Biyom Melos, according to Rabbi Lezer, if you break the Nazirus on the last day, then you do not, and that doesn't break the Nazirus. Why is it not breaking the Nazirus? Well, because Nazirus on the last day is not breaking the Nazirus, because it says as the Patriot says, it says, the first days of Nazirus fall because he was Matame his Nazirus. And that's why he has to count from scratch. Right? Hayomi Rishonim, the first days he kept, are canceled. He has to count from scratch. From that, later on in the sector with the paragraph, Lezer will learn out, Yomi Rishonim, Miklal Diko Yomi Machronim. It must be that in order to become Tame, and have it cancel in Nazirus, there have to be late, more days coming. Because it says, Yomrem Mishonim Yiplu, the first days. It must be, if there's first days, it must be last days, right? So if the last day of a Melos can't cancel in Nazirus completely, it can't cancel in Nazirus because, you know, Yomim Machronim, there are no days left afterwards. However, on the other hand, by Nazirus and Melos, you need have to have 30 days of hair growth. Bitaro. Right? You need to have 30 days of hair growth. So that this guy here in our Mishnah, if he said, let's take a look at the Mishnah again, according to Rabbi Lezer. Mishnah Marini Nazir, somebody says he's a Nazir generically, need Mayom Shloshim, if on the third day, the 30th day he becomes Tomei. So Tanakamo Takasoisako, you go back to scratch. Rulezamer Losar Loshiva. It's the last day of his Nazirus. Since there no more Yomim Achronim after this. He doesn't cancel altogether. He's not canceled at all, as a matter of fact. Except he's canceled to the extent that he needs to take a proper haircut. How do you get a proper haircut? Only by waiting 7 days. Where do we learn that out from? Mitzvah. So he's not canceled to the extent that his entire Nazirus falls, but he's canceled to the extent that he needs a new haircut. How do we learn out where he gets what per shear of haircut is? From Mitzvah. However, in Harani Nazir Shloshim Yom, if you say he's Nazir for 30 days, there you need 30 days of hair growth. It's not that the Yom Malos cancels. The Yom Malos doesn't cancel. He doesn't get successor in the Yom Malos. But there's a different problem. The problem is, Rebid, where are your 30 days of Torah hair? When you go to the Beis HaMikdash, we need to cut a 30-day growth of Torah hair. That's why if a Nazir Shapirish ripped out his hair in the middle, he has to start from scratch. A regular Nazir ripped out his hair in the middle, it doesn't matter, because for 30 days he refrained from cutting his hair. But a Nazir for 30 explicit days needs to show up at the Beis HaMikdash with 30 days of hair growth to be cut. And this guy doesn't have it. So therefore, he's got to start from scratch. Okay? The other difference between a Nazir Melos and a Nazir, regular Nazir, is again on the first day. A Nazir for 30 days, he doesn't need 30 complete days of hair growth. He needs to watch his Nazirus for Bitaro. He needs to watch his Nazirus for 30 days. He did. Even though at the beginning of the day he was Tamei. But on 30 days, he watched his Nazirus. But a Nazir Melos, in that morning he was Tamei, he doesn't have 30 days of Torah hair growth. And Mikzas Hayom Kekulo won't do you any good. Mikzas Hayom Kekulo will tell you that Kula will not give you 30 days of Torah hair growth. It'll tell you that if you need to watch yourself on 30 days, over the course of 30 days, to make sure that you don't destroy your Nazirus, Mitzvah Kula can say, well, after you've kept or be for a certain amount of time, that's sufficient. But if you need to have 30 days of hair growth, then you need to have full 30 days of hair growth. Have I made it clear?
Yeah. If he becomes Tomei at the 23rd hour of the 30th day of a Nazir Malos, so even...
He's going to have to start over again.
He's going to have to start over because he does not have a full...
He doesn't have a full head of hair. Not because there's some inherent difference in whether we say Mitzvahs Yom Kekula or not. When we say Mitzvah Kula, we say it. We don't say it. Doesn't mean if it's Nazir Malos or not. But the difference between Nazir Malos and a regular Nazir is, do we require him to have kept Nazirus for 30 days, or do we require him to have 30 days worth of hair? That's what causes the whole napkin meeting, right? And if he doesn't have 30 days worth of hair, if he's a Nazir Malos, he's got to start from scratch. If he wasn't a Nazir Malos, well, as long as he kept 30 days in the Nazirus, all we need to do is to give him a kosher haircut, according to Rabbi Elazar. So how long does it take to give a kosher haircut? 7 days growth. Okay, that's what the mission says.
How do we get this halacha that Mora and Yehoshua, where did they come from?
Later in the Masechta. I don't remember exactly where. Do they not bring it down here where it is? Tosefta. Tosefta.
Explanation doesn't what? Explain like the
Bible. Yeah.
An issue of
Jesus, right. I don't know if the Bible ever brings down this Tosefta. Maybe the Bible doesn't hold this Tosefta. There's no little notation on the side which indicates it probably is not in the Bible. But I can't tell you for sure. Says Yerushalmi Berg. Halachadav. Hareini Nazir Meyom. The guides, here also we're continuing along with the Ridbaz of Pshat. Prince says he wants to be a Nazir for 100 days. Nid Meyom Mey, if he comes Tomei on the 100th day, Sosar Sokol cancels everything. Rablezer Melososar Lushloshim. Let's say, even though he's a Nazir Melos here, he only has to keep 30 days. Not the full 100 over again. Why? Xeris Kosov. Tomorrow will tell us why. Yeah, but why not 100?
Because the minimum is 30 days.
Yeah, but how do you know it's minimum? He said 100. Why don't you have to do over the whole 100? That's his God being there is a question for that. Right? What's the problem? Complete term. Mole. Complete term. So our main Nazir may yom nidva yom me'meh, if he comes to me the 100 days, he has to start from scratch, according to Tanakama, according to the first time in Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer may have low sasa shloshim, he only has to keep 30 days. Nidva yom me'meh ve'echad, what do you mean to me on the 101st day, before he brought his korbanos? Sasa shloshim, he has to go, given Tanakama holds, it's 30 days, but Rabbi Lezer is more meko. He says, low sasa shloshiva, it's only 7 days. I'm always going to explain all these things. Right, Zeb Shirshir Lucky said, time Rabbi Lezer, what's the smart Rabbi Lezer? Because he learns that from Zos Torah Sanazir, Biyom Malos. That's all from the Basuk. This is the Torah Nazir on the day of the completion of his unit. Ha Metame Biyom Malos, somebody is Metame on a day of Malos, Nosim Lo Torah Nazir. And they give him the Torah of a Nazir, which means only the Torah of a Nazir. Which means how many days? 30. So no matter how long his Malos was, if he's Matami on the Yom Malos, on the last day, we only make him keep 30 days. Okay? Zosar has Nozir Biyom Malos, on Matami Biyom Malos, Nozir Torah Zazir, he only has to keep 30 days. Okay? Why has to keep 30 days? Again, like I mentioned before, because 30 days, he needs to get a crop. And the crop only comes for Malos, Nozir, in 30 days. Okay? Shmuel Barbar, should be really Shimon Barbar, but Shmuel Barbar, Baikun Rabbi Zira. He asked Rabbi Zira, this 30 days business, in last case, it's also 30 days. It was 30 days. The Chiddush is that even if he was noted 100 days, that when he makes it up in the Nazim Lose, he only has to make up 30 days.
Why did he put it up on the other side?
He did, only said in the ratio. And the ratio wasn't a Nazir Malos, because you don't need a head of hair. But here he said 100 days, he needs the head of hair. Okay? The Chiddush doesn't need a 100-day head of hair, he only needs a 30-day head of hair. Okay? Says the Gemara, Shmuel Shmuel Rabbah Boikun Revzir. Nima Bosiyomi, now he's going on the Seifa. The Seifa is talking about where he came to me in the 101st day. When he's become Mitami, those, let's say he became Tommy, he came to me on the 101st day, now he has to keep another 30 days, according to Tanakama. What if he becomes Tommy during those 30 days? Okay? What's the status? Now, the Ritba says that the question is these days are the Rabbanon or the Raisa. If they're the Rabbanon, and he became Tommy during these days, they don't be incorporated. If there's a rice in you and you become tummy during these days, then you have to bring a carbon. Right? Because the nazir tummy means the rice has to bring a carbon. Nazir the rabbanon becomes tummy. Rabbanon don't have the power to allow you to bring a carbon. They don't have that possibility. It's possible to have a, it's possible to learn differently in the Ribas and say that everybody agrees it's the Rabbana. But the Shaila is, when the Rabbana made their Takana, did they, did they make the Takana to be like the Doraisa or not like the Doraisa? I'll explain that in a moment. But even the Gemara asks, Nima Bosa Yomim, but he comes to me during those 30 days. Ma, turning the page, Ma, hey, what's his status? Nita and the Torah's Nazir, does it have the same status as regular Nazir, the rice or not? So says him, Arm Rav Shimon said, listen, I'll tell you. Me came with the Tamer, Nita the Torah's Shon Nazir, since we're saying that he was Nitak, he's been changed, not from 100 days downgrade to 30 days, so the Torah's Shon Nazir means to the 30 days of Zeros, Kimetame be Omelos. So therefore, he's like a metame on the day of Malos. By metame, be yom Malos. And so he comes to me on yom Malos. Ain shvi shalo shvi ola lumina minyan. The seventh day does not count as part of his. The seventh day does not count. Rather, he has to keep from the eighth day on. Now, what are we talking about exactly? Very strange, it's a very confusing Gemara. We're going back to what we said in the previous Mishnah. Said in the previous Mishnah that the Nazir is Matame beyond Malos and on a day, remember, he's the Nazir who pledged Malos in the Zeros. He comes Tame beyond Malos. So he has to keep a full 30 days, right? That guy also cannot start his new Zeros on the seventh day. Now this is important to know. You become Tar 7 days after you come Tomei. But that's on the day. If you need a Malos, can you start the Nazir's Tara of that day? You need to have 30 full days, right? So therefore, when can you start counting your new Nazir's? Only the next day. If you're not a Nazir Malos, they don't need 30 complete days. You can start your Nazirus in the middle of the day. And that means you can start on the seventh day itself. So this guy says, Rav Sime is saying, look, this guy, this Nazir, I don't know where he knows this from, but he knows this, that the Nazir at the end, the Nazir who became Tomei on the 101st day, he can only start his 30 days from the 8th day, not from the 7th day. If he only started his 30 days from the 8th day, not from the 7th day, that means that his status must be like a Nazir Malos, yeah. One second. So the way the Rambam learns this Gemara, the Rambam learns it when Reb Simi comes along and says, "Mikem and Tamar Nitzal Tzoros Shenazir," since he has to keep 30 days, Kimatame biyomelos, right? It's like Matame on Yomelos, from Matame Yomelos, HVO Lumin Aminia, and the 7 days are counted. He has to start from the 8th day. The Rambam learns that Reb Simi is saying, really, this guy is a Nazir, midoraisa. And since he's a Nazir Midaraisa, so that's why he has all the chumras of a Nazir Melos. And that's why he can't start on the 7th day, he has to start on the 8th day. The Tosis and the Rosh and the Bavli argue. They hold that even though he has to keep another 30 days, it's only the Rabbanan. So according to them, when Rav Simi is saying that he has to start on the 8th day, not on the 7th day, it's not... It doesn't go together with the fact that he has spring korbanos, because he doesn't have spring korbanos, because it's only the rabbanan. It's just that what we're saying is that called the tikkun the rabbanan came to doraisa tikkun, even though it's only the rabbanan, they gave it the parallel status to doraisa. Just like a doraisa, you have to wait till the next day to begin your nazirus if it's a nazirus melos. So to this nazirus melos to rabbanan, you have to wait till the next day to begin your nazirus. So it's a very basic malachism of what Rav Simi is saying between the Rambam and the Tosfos and the Rosh. The Rambam holds Rav Simi is saying that the fact that they gave you 30 days to for the 100, which you broke on day 101, indicates that the Raisa they have to give you these 30 days. And therefore, not only do you only start them on the 8th day after your tumah, because you need a full 30 days, but also bring karbanos for your tumah if you're in tami during those 30 days. According to the Tosfos and the Rosh, however, no, these 30 days are the rabbanon. And if you become tami during these 30 days, you don't bring a karban nazir tami, because Chazal don't have the klech the mechayev of karban nazir tami. Hi, if that's the case, so why do you have to wait till the 8th day to begin this Nazirus of the 30 days making up for the 100 days? Because the Rabbanan made it strong like a Doraisa, but it's not Mamish a Doraisa. Okay? That's Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. And the Tosfos and the Rosh. What's interesting though is the Briscoe, the Reb Chaim Shah and the Rambam, the Briscoe Roh brings it down. Reb Chaim Shah and the Rambam is, why Taka? On the 101st day, do you have to wait another 30 days? Why? Even you say Nazirus of 100 days is Nazirus of Melos. You already kept it. So it's not fair to make away another 30 days. Doesn't make any sense. Tops, we should make him some weight, like Rebbe Lezer says, 7 days. So he should have enough hair to cut, because he didn't do a Tiglachas Tara yet. Why does he have to wait 30 days? Not fair. So the Rebbe Chaim explains very nicely. He says there are two dinim by Nazir. What are the two dinim? Well, the many dinim by Nazir, but the two dinim which are related to us, he says that there's a possible stira of the Nazirus and a possible stira of the count. So he says the count here was not counteracted, because the count was 100 days. He counted 100 days already. He already kept 100 days. His count is intact. What he broke is his Nazirus. Because even after your count is over, until you bring your korbanos, you're still considered to be in the status, at least the quasi-status of a nazir. But since you broke only your nazirus and not your count, so you don't have to keep the 100 days over again. What do you have to keep over again? A nazirus. How long is the nazirus? 30 days. It's a very nice shot. So again, he said, again, it's a beautiful shot, as a matter of fact. He says again, but according to the Rambam, it's Taka Doraisa. According to the Tosfos and the Rosh, only the Rabbanan. So they made arbitrarily 30 days, so they can do whatever they want. But according to the Rambam, it's Doraisa. What's the Pshat and the Doraisa? That there are two breakages. And Eli only broke one of the two breakages. Had he broken on day 100, according to Rabbanan, that steer, not Rabbi Lezer, Lezer argues, because he says, Soser B'yom Los only has to keep 30 days. But like Rabbanan, he has to keep 100 days over again, because then he broke both in him. He broke both the Minyan and the Nazirus. So you have to keep 100 days. But he broke on day 101, he only broke the Nazirus, not the Minyan. So you have to keep 30 days and not a full 100 days. Midoraisa. Okay, that's the Pshat on the Rambam. Okay? Now, the Ramana argues. Ramana Bar, Ramana says, if it's like Matame Besoch Malos, if it's like Matame within the Malos, Lamali Saiser Shloshim Yom. Why is it, why is it 30 days? Why do you have to go another? Well, so the Rebbe explains a little bit differently than the Pashup Shot. It says, if it's in Besoch, why do you have to talk according to opinion, meaning Rabbana, that Sosa Shloshim that he canceled 30 days on the 101st day? Lo Yisro El Shiva. Let's go according to the opinion, meaning Rabbi Lezer holds, the only Sosa 7 days. Even according to him, the 8th day is not going to, you still cannot become, start whatever you're going to do until the 8th day, right? Until the 8th day you can't do anything because no matter what, if you're going to learn 30 days, you have to make up 30 days like Rabbanan, so those 30 days are the days of Malos, so therefore you can't take your next haircut until your 31st day. If you're going to learn like Rabbi Lezer, so the 7 days that you keep when you became Tommy 101st days, those are 7 days that you're learning from Matora. And Matora also only gets its haircut on the 8th day. So what he's basically trying to say is that if you're going to say that whether you have to wait to the 8th day or can start on the 7th day is the raya as to whether this is the raya of the Rabbanan or the raya to whether Rabbanan were misaking Cain the raya or not, that could just as easily be in discussion in the case of Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer is learning out from Mitzvah, right? So therefore, also according to him, you have to wait till the next day either to bring your Krabonos or to start in your zeros from scratch, because again, you can't, the Mitzvah himself cannot count on the 7th day, right? So rather, he says that it must be.
One second.
Let me read you along. I made it much more complicated. I see I'm having a problem tonight making things more complicated than they are. Let me do the line over again. Ramana boy, Ramana asked, Imatami Tosh Malos. If you're going to say that when you're Matami in the 101st day, it's like being Matami within the 100 days, Lomali Saiser Shloshim Yom, then don't just say in Rabbana that you can't commence till the 8th day. Loisa Lashiva, even going according to Rabbi Lezer, holds that it's 7 days, you also shouldn't start until the 8th day. Why is that? Because Lamaisa, you shouldn't make a mess until the 8th day, because then you should have to learn from Mitzvah. In other words, if you're going on to assuming that Nidma beyond Malos. They on the 101st day. That's like becoming tummy on the 100th day. So you should always, whatever you're going to do, you should have to wait till the next day. Whether you're starting from scratch and counting 30 days, you have to start from the 8th day. Whether you're bringing korbanos and doing tiklachas, you have to wait till the 8th day. Because no matter what, either I'm learning that it's mamish nazirus, in which case, and it's the zero sum of loss of 30 days which I'm keeping, so therefore I have to start from the 8th day because I need a complete day of Tara. Or I'm learning from Mitzora that I have to have 7 days of growth, and only on the 8th day then go and take my haircut to replace the haircut which I missed on the 101st day. Right? So therefore he says, I understand the dichotomy you're making, and therefore I think that you're wrong. And it's an important point to make. He doesn't have a raya that he's wrong. Because the Rambam paskins like Rav Simi. The Rambam says Rav Simi, which is the opinion before, which is that Take, the Nidma on the 101st day, the 7th day doesn't count. Ramana is arguing on his own logic, and he says, I say, and when Tami Lach Mosi, you come to me on the 101st day, Shvish Lo Olamin Aminyan. You start counting from the 7th day. Meaning, that since it's pure Durabonon, so therefore, both according to Tanakama, rules you have to keep 30 days, you start those 30 days on the 7th day, as if it wasn't the Zeros and Malos. Why? Because since it's Durabonon, they can be Mekel. And also, if it's going like Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you have to keep 7 days, he became Tamei on your first day. It's not like we learn out from Mitzora, and those 7 days mean the same. I don't know, I feel like I'm hitting up a brick wall tonight. Let me just say it outside. The Gemara's question was, in the last case of the Mishnah, where it says, you come to me on the 101st day, Tanakama said you have to keep 30 days in the Zeros. Rabbi Lezer said you have to keep 7 days in the Zeros, right? The question was, is that the Raisa? Rav Shimon Bar Bo asked, is that the Raisa or the Rabbanon? Okay? According to, it's possible, according to Tosis and the Rosh in the Bavli, he was asking, is it stringent the Rabbanon or a lenient the Rabbanon? What's the nafkimina between a stringent the Rabbanon and lenient the Rabbanon? The same nafkimina is between the Raisa and the Rabbanon. What's the nafkimina? Nafkimina is the 30 days he keeps. Does he begin them on the 8th day after he became Tomei? Because it's a near zero smalos, which needs 30 complete days of Torah hair growth, or can he begin on the 7th day? Or, Korev Elezer, when does he take his next haircut? Does he take it on the 8th day, because he'll learn out from Mitzayra? Or does he take it when he comes Tohar, which means on the 7th day in the afternoon? So Rabbi Simi said, it's the Raisa. Since it's 30 days, according to Rabbanan, that's an indication that it's the Raisa. Or it's an indication that it's a strong Rabbanan. So therefore, you can only start from the 8th day counting those 30 days. Aloka Zeramanan says that, I don't understand. Why'd you focus on the 30 days? The 7 days of Rebbe can also be the Raisa or a strong Rabbanan. Because then you can learn out from Mitzora. And learn Mitzora, that it's either the Raisa or strong Rabbanan, that it all starts on the 8th day. And then it comes arbitrarily. Again, it's important that it's arbitrary, because otherwise the Rama couldn't pass it in like Rav Simi. So therefore, it comes arbitrary and says, my svara is pakeret, is the opposite of your svara. Even though Rabbanan here made 30 days, that's not an indication that it's a Doraisa. No, it's a Rabbanan. Or it's not an indication that it's a strong Rabbanan. It's a weak Rabbanan. And therefore, you don't have to begin on the 8th day, you can begin on the 7th day. And therefore, if you're going to have Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you're taking a tiglachas now after the growing hair again for a short period of time, you have to wait for the 8th day, you can do it on the 7th day after you became torn. Why? Because again, we're talking about in this case of the Seifa, where your tumah occurred on the 101st day, not on the 100th day. Okay? Right. I don't understand it the way it's written. So that's why I explain according to the Ribas. Ribas takes it out of the pshat. He uses like a major steam shovel here. He says why you what he means to say is why you're focusing on Rabbanah Shita of the 30 days, and say the same thing Rabbi Lezer Shita who holds 7 days. That's not at all Pashup Shah in the Gemara. But I don't have any other Pashup to say in the Gemara. That's only 3 possible. Okay, new shift gears. Misha Nazar Buba Besak for somebody tell took in the Zeros. He took an oath of Naziris, and he's in a cemetery. Now, if you're in a cemetery, you can't become a Nazir, right? Because Nazir is not allowed to become Tomei, right? Afilu Sham Shloshim Yom, even there for 30 days, Eino Elamin Amin, it doesn't count. Veino Mevi Karban Tuma, nor does he have to bring Karban Tuma becoming Tomei, because a Nazir Torah became Tomei, brings the Karban Tuma, but he was never Tomei to begin with, right? Yosef and Nichnas, if he went down and came back in, then the count starts. Or maybe carbon tumor, and then it became Tome, he brings the carbon tumor.
What difference is making the count starts? He has to start over.
That's what you think. No. The count starts even though he doesn't have to start over. No, he doesn't have to start over. Yosef Gora is going to bring a puzzle. The moment he lets us lose the base, leaves the base of parts, then the zero starts. Oh, it doesn't do any good. It does him only bad. He's going to get flogged. We don't. It doesn't do him any good. We just want to torment him some more. It's only good for tormenting.
So his word that he wants to become a Nazir to register, he just doesn't become a Nazir until he leaves.
That's right. That's right. It's flying and wait for him at the gate of the cemetery.
So it's not like in
Breira. No, it's not a Lomar. It's a real oath. It's a nether. Yeah, it takes effect. Okay? It's not like Dovr Shlomo Bololo. It's a Bolo. Okay? Umevi Karma Tumor. Lezimar Lobo Bayom. No, he doesn't bring a carbon that became Tomei on that day when it became Tor. But it says, Shnei Mariyome and Rishoni Yiplu. First, he has to keep several days in the Zeros. Actually, I'm showing you yesterday have at least 2 days as a Nazir before Tumah breaks as Nazirus and has to bring a carbon Tumah. Is that Yomim Rishonim and then become Tomei. But if he left the cemetery and immediately became Tomei, left the cemetery, actually went to Azosh and immediately became Tomei again, he doesn't have Yomim Rishonim of Nazirus, so therefore he doesn't become a Nazir Tomei. Okay? So it's not just enough to leave the cemetery, you have to actually have a couple of days Betara first. Nazir Buben
HaKohen.
What?
No,
no, because the first no, because first has to go through a paraduma process. It's really 8 days. Because 7 days of Hazosh from paraduma ashes, and only then afterwards can it begin.
But I thought he doesn't. He's not a Nazir. If he leaves after 1 day, so is he a Nazir?
Yes. He's a Nazir Tomei. But he doesn't bring the Karbanos of a Nazir Tomei until he was Tohar and then Tomei. It's a tremendous chiluk, which I was going to stress. I'm glad you brought it up. There's a Nazir Tohar who became Tomei, and that's the one who becomes, who brings Karbanos. There's a Nazir Tomei who started out Tomei. And he doesn't bring Karbanos. Because you need to be tar first and then become tar in order to be in korbanos. Okay? So, Nazar Ruben Akbaros, Rabbi Yochamar, nevertheless, Masrim Balayan, Baltiglach, here's Nafkimina. He's sitting in the cemetery, but there are these Surim on a Nazir, right? Wine and haircuts. So he's sitting in the cemetery having an Irish wake. He's drinking wine and getting haircuts. He can get flogged for those other things. Even on Tuma, you can't flog him because he never was in Nazir tar. Since you can't warn him on Tuma, a Masim Bolayan Latigas can't warn him and flog him on wine and on haircuts. The Chavashit does it, Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself. Tamar Masim Bolayan Latuma Vatiglachas. It says elsewhere, he says that even on Tuma we can give him warning. We can flog him on becoming Tame. Even though he's Tame already, for remaining in the cemetery, we flog him some more. Nacha flog and Nacha flog. But here it sounds like it's not true. Here it says only on the wine and on tiglachas. Rabban Kesarin say how cool up the and he argues on all of them. So they cross the board machlokas. It should be ve'ala tuma ve'atik lachas, and all three can get machlokas in the basic for us. Shlomo shows it's either everything or nothing. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees it's everything or nothing. Rabbi Shlomo shows therefore it's nothing, and Rabbi Yochanan holds therefore it's everything, right? Right? You can't give him a warning on anything. Right? Rabbi Yochanan wants to give him on everything. Oh, then Ushah, while it's still there.
How do we answer the Rabbi Yochanan on those two things?
What?
How do we answer the.
We have a different gear, so. It's all three. It should say in the third line from the bottom. Yochanan Masibo, Yain Velotuma Valtiglachas. What?
No,
we misunderstood the first statement. First statement, we thought it's only Yain and Tiglachos, but it's not. It's really all three. Okay? How so? Odenu Shom, Tabi Yudam Ralph explains it. While it's still there, Yochamar, Masrin, Al Kol Kadei Prisha. Yimasuran, Al Kol Kadei Prisha Prisha. Yimasuran, every amount of time which it could have taken to leave the cemetery. But let's say it takes 2 minutes to get to the gate. So every 2 minutes, we give him a warning. And for every 2 minutes he remains in the cemetery, we flog him again, right? It's another aveira. Vuloke, lezemar ainu makabel shifush v'yachzor. No, he's got to leave and come back. For just staying there, he can't get malchus. He's got to leave and come back. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar, but said kachi amesh Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lezer. Right? This Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Lezer. Baksiv it says lo yavo. It says you shouldn't come in, but besides that, it says you shouldn't become Tome. Right? What does it mean? The second line is superfluous. Just say, Lo Yabu, you should go to the cemetery. Why does it say, Lo Yitame? Must be even just by staying there, he becomes, gets flogged. It's the second line. It's one line of actually going in. Not a line of remaining there, Tome. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Lo said, no, that's not what it is. That second line teaches us not a separate law, but rather that it doesn't matter what you warn him. Shem Yisrael b'mishum v'lo yavaloke, mishum lo yitama, also, take out the word eno, all they all take it out, loke. He gets malchus no matter what kind of warning we give to him. Rabbi Hillel really said, meishtachavoy alom at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learned his yisoy from bowing down. The tziyatam we learned over there, hishtachaveh oshoa kidei shtachavoya. Bowing down here, we're talking about bowing down in the Beis HaMikdash. You're tummy in the Beis HaMikdash. If you bow down Betumah, that's enough rate to make you chayev. What if you didn't bow down, but you reigned there long enough to bow down? That makes you chayev. What if you made there multiple times the amount of time it takes to bow down? That makes you chayev as well. Okay? So that's where Rabbi Yochanan learned his Yisoy from. All right, I'll stop here for tonight. Rabbi say, if you can all make it on Monday night to Beis Medrash of Lincolnwood, I would like to learn there Monday night at 9:15. Is that possible, Bino? You mean? Okay.